I also legitimately know that this is honestly all really bad to be saying publicly when we're trying to apply for a visa, but hopefully it's okay. Hi everyone, my name is Kelsey.
And my name is Becky.
And we are the Sorry Girls.
Welcome back to A Little About A Lot, which is our podcast where we talk a little bit about a lot of different things.
Our little humbly podcast. I think it's so humble, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is a topic for this episode, but I'm going to maybe keep that a little secret for a little bit. A little bit of cliffhanger. But also, you can probably figure it out by the title because they're usually topic related, but... do you concur, Becky?
Why not?
Why not? We're switching things up. How was your week?
It was good. This week has felt like very fast, but also very long. I was saying that it felt like a Friday today, but it's a Thursday, so there's that.
I feel like weeks are feeling so fast recently, which I'm like, what does it mean?
It means that it's winter and the sun goes away at like 4 p.m. and I'm like, well, sun's gone. There goes my day.
You literally have like 5 less hours every single day.
I know.
I never really thought about that.
Like if you go to bed the same time, you in theory still have the same amount of time to do things.
But it feels.
Yes, it feels like you shouldn't. I literally didn't go to a store the other night. I think it was like Home Depot or something. And I'm like, because it's closed. It has to be closed. And then I got home and realized it was only like 6 p.m. and it's for sure still open.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that for sure. I've done that, I think.
What did you do this week?
What did I do this week? This last weekend I went to see Frozen 2. If you guys watched the vlog, you know that I liked it. I thought the story was better than the first one.
Better than the first one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, also, I saw it in theaters this time. So maybe that had something to do with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, versus just like, I don't even remember when I watched Frozen 1. It was probably just like, threw it on in the background, or maybe I was on an airplane. Yeah. So this was, I really liked Frozen 2.
Didn't you get to see it with kids too?
Well, yeah, because the theater has a bunch of kids in it.
Oh, no, but I thought you went with people that you knew that were children.
Oh,
like nephews or nieces or something like that.
We went with my boyfriend's family.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they don't really have that, like, young of a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was, like, hearing... I mean, they do. It's like he's like 9 or something. But.
Oh, okay. Well, that's like the reason you guys went, right?
Yes. Okay. Context.
It was magical because you had to experience it with like a younger person too.
Yeah. Yeah. It also was good. They like Disney nowadays, I think, is really good for stuff like that. Like they put in those sassy things that adults might get, and like it might go over kids' heads, but mm-hmm. like there's a song in it that's like an 80s themed song. And it feels like an 80s ballad, like, music video.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's so bad but so good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's strictly for the parents for sure.
The people who've been through the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, and I don't think we announced it on the podcast yet. But I think it is very important to do so because I feel like the podcast knew the struggle of when we were applying for funding. And all the back end work that goes into that and proving yourself,
to hours of work, days,
weeks, and proving yourself to the funding gods. But the funding gods have blessed us. That is the little announcement here. Half of the funding gods have blessed us with half of the funds that need to be blessed. So we're still waiting to hear back about the other fund, and everything's not 100% confirmed, but most likely, confidently, there will be a series coming to you early 2020, spring 2020, that we make. It will be on our YouTube channel, The Sorry Girls, but it might just be like the next step up for us. It might be a little bit more than you're used to seeing, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's a super big deal to get this fund because not a lot of people do. It's a hard thing, as you guys know. And so, like, thanks to everyone who wished us luck during this journey because I know a lot of you guys did after hearing our struggles and hopes.
Yeah.
So really exciting news to get
mm-hmm.
to get that.
Yeah. What else this week? Oh, we're trying to plan. We're doing Christmassy things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we decorated the office, and then we're trying to plan like our holiday party.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You give me a look like what?
Yeah. I mean, last year we did dinner and an escape room. I mean, I don't know. We're a small company. We just want to kind of do something fun. We have something fun planned up our sleeves. I'm just like reaching out trying to nail things down. But it'll be fun because like we have a bigger team than ever.
That's true.
I mean, it's only really one extra person. But I'm hoping it can work out that we can invite some of the freelancers we work with. But it all, I mean, also it depends on like number of things available. I don't know.
Yeah, every time you get more people and more people can participate, it just makes the activities even more exciting.
Yeah.
So yay, holiday things coming soon.
Yay, potentially. Holidays.
What else happened? Oh yes, also Christmassy things. We picked our secret Santa as well this week.
Yeah,
that's something that we do in the I was gonna say like intra office, like intramural. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Like within our office, we do secret Santa, so everyone gets a surprise name and has to get them a gift. And I went to the One of a Kind show on the weekend as well, which mm-hmm. was a really fun time. And I got my secret Santa gift there. I didn't even plan to do it that yeah. early. I just like saw something that was like a really good fit. I'm like, well, cross that off my list.
That's good.
Bless.
Yeah, it's still like kind of early, but yeah, note to myself and everybody else, like get on your Christmas shopping now.
Yeah, we were talking about this, how we feel like Christmas came so much earlier this year because we had a massive snowfall like 2 weeks or 1 week ago.
Yeah,
so everyone just instantly was like, wow, it's winter, I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to even go shopping for, we have a special Christmas video coming out, and I was out trying to shop for Christmas decor for the video, and like I feel like the aisles were cleared, empty, and it's not even December yet.
Right? Maybe they'll be restocked. That actually is so weird. I forgot it's not December yet.
I know.
But also December goes by so quickly.
But I know, but I feel like the first weekend in December is always like the big get your house ready, put your lights up weekend, but like I feel like everyone's done that already.
Yeah. If you have a house.
Sorry. I was being housist.
Yeah. Like that's my update. I'm not in my house right now, which if you guys actually, yeah, if you watch the vlog channel, you'll know that. Sometimes I get confused. I'm so sorry about like what I say on Instagram, what I say on the vlog channel. It's mostly vlog channel and podcast because those are the two very personal things when other things are, I guess.
Which is funny that the podcasts actually are on the vlog channel too.
Yeah.
But you can also listen to them off of the vlog channel. So
subscribe if you haven't already off of the vlog channel because that's important for the podcast viewership, you know. And then two more things that were like kind of businessy but quite fun. We had a brunch with Pinterest yesterday. We, as far as like platforms go, we've met like we definitely have lots of contacts at YouTube and Google. We've met like Facebook and Instagram, I think face to face more at like VidCon.
Snapchat.
That's a throwback. Yeah, we went to Snapchat a while ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't even use Snapchat, so sorry about that. But we've actually never met somebody from Pinterest, and if you guys don't know, you should follow us on Pinterest. We have a pretty big Pinterest following. Obviously, we're always pinning like our own ideas and like all of our photos that we take on our shoots, which are quite nice. So yeah, follow us on Pinterest. It's just the Sorry Girls. But we went to a lunch or brunch, and they were just kind of telling us about best practices. And there was a bunch of other influencers there. And I know I say every time, I'm like, not that word influencer, but whatever. There's a bunch of young women, and it was all young women, that are in like the lifestyle space, whether it's like blogs or Instagrams. I didn't really get to meet all of them, but I don't think there was that many YouTubers there at all. But it was just kind of like best practices on how to use Pinterest and stuff. But it was nice to meet like somebody that is from the Pinterest company face to face and be like, hi, this mm-hmm. is us, because, you know, we obviously use your platform a lot, and like they need us as creators as much as we need them as like a way to market our content. So
that's true. Like I think Pinterest in past years has always been thought of like kind of like a passive thing. Basically, Pinterest is a search engine. Mm-hmm. It's like Google Images in a way, where it just like calls pictures from actual websites. But now I think people are starting to think of it more as another social media platform, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
People are growing their following on there, like we said, follow us. Mm-hmm. And people are making content just for Pinterest, which mm-hmm. is really cool. Whereas before, I think it was like, well, here's a photo on my blog that I'll put it on Pinterest too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And obviously business-minded us. We're like, how do we monetize something? So I guess this is like pulling back the curtain a little bit, but when I look at any platform, obviously there's lots of different reasons to engage and post on a platform. But one of them, when you're trying to have staff to pay for and offices and stuff, you're like, how do I monetize this? And like, how is it working for me? But at Pinterest, we learned about a couple different things with like the business account, which I think pretty much anybody can apply for. Maybe you have to have I honestly don't even know, but I think pretty much anybody can apply for a business account. But you can like link things on your Pinterest posts, which would be really helpful for us. And they can do like little cut down videos.
Yeah, video on Pinterest now is really exciting.
Yeah, we first saw video on Pinterest like a while ago, like maybe over a year ago or so. And I was like, how do we do that? And then we asked them. We did have some kind of contact, but I don't know.
It was email only. Yeah, it was like we never met anybody.
Not that helpful, but yeah, they were like, oh, that's for like, they're like, you can pay to have that. Like you can essentially pay to be an ad because only ads were allowed to be videos. But now they let anybody kind of do a video. So that's exciting. Maybe there'll be more of that. So definitely go on over and follow us on Pinterest.
Do you want to reveal the theme of this podcast now?
Okay, fine. The time has come. The theme of today's podcast is traveling.
I was going to do drum roll, but it already happened.
Oh, sorry.
Roll, traveling. Hopefully that was as exciting as you were hoping it would be.
Well, either way, we're just going to chat and it's going to be fun and chill.
We're going to make it exciting. We'll make everything exciting. all right. Yeah. So today we're talking about travel.
Travel.
So a lot of the travel that I end up doing, just because I have a job, is traveling for work.
Which is crazy. Like if we actually take a second to think about that, that's crazy. That we travel for work.
Exciting, crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people's jobs don't offer that.
I know. Option. And, like, I never was like, oh, I want to travel for work. And never thought. It's just, like, things come up and you're like, yeah, we should travel and go do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you remember the first TSG trip we ever had to travel for? Because I do.
Sorry, I was drinking my water. I wrote down, no, I don't, on my little note sheet. And then I was like, cross it off. And then I wrote, yes, I do. No, I didn't write, yes, I do. I wrote what it was. But I'm curious if we have the same answer.
I think it's New York. Am I correct?
You're right. Ding, 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 ding. You're right.
I get to keep my job.
yeah, it was for a brand deal, kind of. It was for this show called Style
Rules, I think.
I think so, too. And
I think we've talked about this on the podcast, too, this, like, gulp. Exact episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, like, a little, like, you try to put together an outfit in Old Navy. And the only reason we got chosen was because we were a duo. Not the only reason, but yeah, basically the only reason is there's another duo YouTube channel. And usually it was like one-on-one competition for the Style Rules show.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Awesomeness or some kind of like channel like that. I don't think it was Awesomeness.
Who produced
but,
it.
But yeah, usually it was like one-on-one. But this duo 11th Gorgeous, they were like, we want to be a team, so they need to find like scramble and find another like duo kind of fashion channel to do it with them. And that was us. Anyways, that was our first trip.
Yeah, it was when I still I was interning still. We weren't even out of school yet.
No, we weren't.
That's right, because I was at my internship and I remember I had to bring my suitcase.
Me too.
To work that day because we had to leave like halfway through the day.
Oh my god, I felt so cool. I was like, I have to leave my internship. Yeah, we would have only been in like third year.
And I don't think my internship like even fully really knew what I did.
Mm-hmm.
They knew I was in school for film and like maybe they knew I had a YouTube channel, but I don't think they knew like that it was anything worthy of traveling for.
Mm-hmm.
So like the day before I had to be like, so I need to go to New York because I need to be on this show because my YouTube channel is like, I don't know, being asked to be a part of this is kind of a big deal. I don't know, can I like take part of the day off?
Mm-hmm. But also it's an internship, so like, pff,
Where I was interning, like, I loved my internship, and it was a place that I wanted to work at after, potentially. So I was, like, very nervous to mess up or do anything wrong. So I was didn't want to even, like, ask them to leave, but also, like, it was a really big opportunity for the YouTube side, too.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I took my little suitcase to work, and I left for the airport. I'm, like, going to New York.
I was so nervous because we definitely went there illegally.
Oh.
Because it's, like, a work thing.
I didn't even think about that. We were still babies at the time. I feel like I didn't realize.
But that's a good segue to working legally in the United States. We now have visas, which are, like, super difficult to get.
Yes.
Super expensive. Like, I'm talking, like...
You can probably say how much it costs.
I think, like, something like...
10,000?
Oh, yeah, more. Depends, I think, like... Just who your lawyers are, how much stuff you need to pull together for it, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's very expensive to get your visa, and but you need it if you want to work legally. But I guess in that sense, you don't need it if you just kind of like lie when you go to the border. But then the risk is, I mean, you're doing something illegal. You can be banned from the United States, which obviously would be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are doing deals and work in the U.S., then you're just kind of like, sure, this visa is expensive, but you do like one deal and hopefully it'll pay it off
to make it back. Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, so ours is expiring in December.
So we're applying to get it renewed. And the funny thing is, when we got the first one, they said this will be the hardest application round because it's your first time getting a visa. Nobody knows who you are. You don't have like the strongest body of work to prove that you need the visa.
Yeah.
When you go to renew, it'll be so much easier because you've done things with the visa. They know who you are. It should be easy. But I feel like it's so hard again, too.
Yeah.
And more expensive.
It was like almost just a hard and almost just as expensive. And I was like, how is that possible? I also legitimately know that this is honestly all pretty bad to be saying publicly when we're trying to apply for a visa, but hopefully it's okay. But I think Trump made things worse, too.
Yeah, the state of the U.S. government, you know, it's harder to have people entering the country for work.
Yeah.
Just even as there gets to be more people doing what we do, it makes us less special.
That's
like,
true.
The reason why we get the visa is because we claim that we are like these one-of-a-kind influencers and nobody can do what we do and we're our own people and we're needed.
Yeah. Because the whole point of a visa and having a piece of paper that says that you're allowed to work in a different country is, I think, the number one reason is to make sure that you're not taking away jobs from anybody else that needs a job that is native to that country. So obviously we don't want to be taking a job away from the, what's the opposite of the sorry girls?
Well, the American citizens.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to be funny.
Didn't
work.
The girls. But yeah, so we're trying to claim that no one else could do this job anyway, so it's not a job to be taken away. But as more and more people claim their social media influencers, I feel like everybody almost says that now. You have an Instagram account, you're a social media influencer, where they're like, well, great, we have 1,000, like, stay in Canada.
yeah, it's hard.
But we're hoping that we can claim that we truly are still the most special story girls.
Yeah.
And you need us to work in the U.S.
I really hope we get that. Not only because we just spent a lot of money on it, but also because we want to work in the U.S. and do fun things down there.
You guys sent us good vibes about the funding application. So send us good vibes about the visa renewal.
Thank you.
And maybe it'll help. Okay. We're going to take a quick break before we get into some more juicy travel stories.
Hello and welcome to The Intermission. And for today's intermission, I just want to remind every viewer, listener out there that we have some merch and shoppables. That's at storygirls.com/shop. There you will find templates for DIYs. We also have patches and we even have some cute little t-shirts that say Nervous Laughs on them, which is something we like to say in our vlogs a lot if you happen to watch our vlogs. Also, those, I don't know how long those are going to be around for. I don't know how long any of that is going to be around for. So make sure you hop on over to storygirls.com/shop to get your shop on if that's what you feel like doing. Wait, do you have any trips coming up, Becky? Things you have planned? Things you want to have planned?
I don't have any trips planned. Wait, you said that as if it was like a leading question, like talk about the trip you have planned. So I'm like, do I have
Oh.
one planned? No, I don't.
No, I was genuinely curious.
I got really excited and then realized I don't have
Oh no,
anything
you're like,
planned.
yeah, let me tell you about that thing that doesn't exist.
Well, actually, I have a trip planned, but it's not planned. And let me explain the difference.
Okay.
So for the longest time, I've wanted to do, okay. We can talk about this trip later, or I have already talked about this trip, my trip to California, for my honeymoon, and how we did a road trip that was
Yeah.
kind of like we had a rough plan of where we were going, but no timeline. And like that was probably one of the best trips I've been on in my life, and it was really
Yeah.
fun. So for a while, I'd been thinking about how I could do that trip again, but not do that trip again, like see somewhere else.
Yeah.
So
The same style
the
of
same
trip.
style of trip. Yeah. So I want to do a trip through kind of Arizona, Nevada, like
Yeah.
that whole area. Same type deal of trip, but
Grand
different
Canyon and
area.
stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So one day I was really bored and I like literally plotted the entire route on Google Maps of like all the hot spots I wanted to
Wait,
go
that doesn't
see.
sound unplanned.
Yeah, so it's planned in that sense where like in theory I know everywhere I'd want to go, what like it's pretty much one highway across the southern US that I would take,
Yeah.
how long it would take me, where I need to start, where I need to end. In that sense it's planned.
Yeah.
But I don't have a date or anything. Like I don't know when I'm going. I don't know who I'm going with. Like in that sense it's unplanned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
like there's this like fantasy trip I want to do eventually. And how I'm going to do it and with who and when, I don't know yet.
You should book it.
I know I should. But there's like other logistics too, because the one thing that kind of caught us up on the California trip was it got really expensive because of hotels.
Yeah.
Because as much as being a fully unplanned trip is fun, it gets expensive if you don't plan anything. So
Yeah.
we were kind of just like didn't know where we're going to be each night and just like had to get whatever hotel was available to stay in, because we had like a little sedan car we were taking. And then that got really expensive. So if I'm going to do it again, I'd love to at least plan it in the sense of like either we're getting a larger vehicle we can sleep in, we're getting an RV, or like I need to plot like campsites to stop at,
Yeah.
something like that,
'Cause were the
because
campsites like full?
there just wasn't a lot in the areas we were in, because we were in like San Fran, like Napa Valley, unless I just don't know, but
Yeah.
like those places didn't really.
Yeah.
But if you're going in more, this is all me just guessing. I haven't done a lot of research, but like the more rurally, deserty areas, I think there's more camp sites available where you can
Right.
like park a car and
Yeah.
camp, I
Or
think.
just deserts, like a la Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's also one of the stops on my trip, by the way, is the Breaking
Where?
Bad desert.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you even recognize it?
Yeah, someone went and found out exactly where it is and like the spot from this one scene. Anyways, don't even get me started on my Arizona road trip. But yeah, what was I gonna say? Yeah, I wouldn't. I like these are things I go back and forth in my head too. Like, do I just want to literally pull over on the side of the road and like sleep in a car? But like, is that
That's could be
is
dangerous.
exactly
Is it
right?
illegal? It also could be illegal.
I know that Walmart parking lots, fun fact, they let you stay there overnight. I think. But yeah, is it illegal? Is it sort of unsafe in like a country I'm not actually from? Like all these things, right?
Yeah.
So that's the trip I maybe want to do in sometime future. I don't know. How about you?
I actually don't have anything planned, which I feel like is kind of
Rare time.
a rare time. It's nice to have something planned. You kind of like have something to look forward to and
Hold on, aren't you going on a little holiday thing with your fam? Even though it's like a weekend?
Oh, yeah. See, this is why I know I'm fucking privileged as fuck, 'cause like I don't even remember that I have a trip to Texas next weekend. Like, are you kidding me? I hate that about me. I'm so sorry. Yeah, you're right. But that's not like a vacation. Like I'm picturing like Ireland or Bali. Like I don't have one of those planned.
Yes.
But yes, my dad works for a company in Texas, and sometimes we get, I mean, I think it's only happened like this will be the second time maybe, but we get invited down for the Christmas party. I guess 'cause he's the only one that doesn't work. Like he's the only one that doesn't live in Texas.
Wow.
Speaking of visas, he's legal, don't worry. Yeah, he's a very special, sorry, dad. yeah, but he's the only one that doesn't live in Texas. So I think, like, they have a Christmas party and everybody has their significant others there. And then my dad doesn't have anybody there. So, yeah, they're nice. They're, like, flying us down, like, that's his work. So nice. My family, so my mom, my dad, my sister, and me. So we're going to go to his work holiday party in Texas, which is very cool and fun.
Do you get to do any, like, vacationing while you're there?
Well, I have this job called the Sorry Girls. So they're like, how long can you come away for? And I was like, the very short amount of time. So I think the party's on Saturday. So it actually might even be Friday because I'm taking Friday off, I think, right?
I think so.
Yeah, we leave Thursday. So it actually, I think, is Friday.
Oh, and when you go home, Sunday?
Yeah, either Saturday or Sunday. It's also, I just know it's such a busy time. And, like, I knew when we were booking this that, like, I would have the house, although I'm not even in the house, so apparently it doesn't matter. But, no, things are happening at the house that is, like, important for me to be around to, like, approve things and make decisions and stuff. So, yeah, I didn't want to, like, be away for a whole weekend because getting back on Sundays when you travel and you have to go to work on Monday, like, sucks because being away, like, I mean, Texas for a weekend is not a big deal at all. But, you know, when you're, like, you go on a week-long vacation, you get home Sunday because you want to make the most of it. Mm-hmm. But then you're just, like, so screwed up for Monday.
You need a vacation from your vacation sometimes.
Yeah, I literally think one of our employees once was, like, they got back on the Sunday and then they were, like, hold on, I need to take, like, half a Monday off to, like, regroup. And I was, like, I get it. But you just got to, like, plan that. Yeah, laundry's a thing. You just got to plan for that in advance. So that's why I wanted to get back sooner. I honestly don't remember when I get back. But I also, it's in the Houston, Texas, which, like, I was, like, can I go to Austin? Because I've never been to Austin. I know it's really cool. And my dad's, like, well, it's not that close. I think it's like a 3-hour drive maybe. So I'm just like, I don't know how that would work. Yeah.
That's 6 hours of one day.
Yeah. So then it's like, do you drive? I don't know. It still might be. I honestly don't even know. I should figure out. I should plan my Texas trip. I'm excited though. It'll be nice.
Do you have, I guess, a dream trip that you'd want to do? Considering I was talking about my planned and not planned trip.
A dream trip. Well, my uncle and his family are based in South Korea right now, in Seoul, and they might be moving back to Canada soonish. Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be really nice to go visit them before they do make the move back to Canada. But I don't know what their exact timeline is, but last time we chatted, it was like I should come spring of 2020.
Oh, so that's soon.
I know. So if I want to do that, I need to plan it. And I think it would be like Japan and Seoul.
Oh, fun.
I know.
I was going to say we should align our trips, but is that helpful or not helpful for the company?
Yeah, I know. We don't usually.
No.
Like, it's usually, we usually stagger them. They're usually, like, close together, I feel like. I think we usually go away, but around the beginning of the year, which is good.
Because the winter. Yeah. It's everyone wanting to just go somewhere not covered in snow.
I know. Yeah, so. But, yeah, I think it actually works out better if we don't. Because we can film videos on our own.
That's true.
But if we're both away for like 2 weeks, then that's a lot of like pre-filming work. Mm-hmm. 1 or 2 weeks. But that's a lot of pre-filming work to like get us set up for the time that we'll be away.
Absolutely.
Versus just like, I'm gonna film a video by myself or like I'll work on a project that I've been wanting to do. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
I think people forget too that we kind of run our company a little bit more of like a traditional office sense.
Yeah.
For a lot of YouTubers, if they want to travel, like, they just travel, and that becomes their video for that week. You know what I mean? It's so much easier.
I know.
Which is great. But also, we have the benefits of doing things other ways, which help us in other ways.
Yeah.
By having, like, a larger team and being more efficient that way.
Yeah. So, and like, we've tried to, like, film videos when we go away. And we had the series, or do, don't really, called Across the World DIY Challenge. Mm-hmm. And that was inspired by, oh, we need to make a video while we're away so that we have a video for when we get back and then we're not behind and everything. So the premise was like, Becky will DIY wherever she is and I'll DIY wherever I am, using the things that are around you. It like worked once when I was on a beach and Becky was in a forest, but like you can't really do that. Then we tried it again when you went to California and I went to Italy. But instead of making things with, like, nature, which also we kind it's of hard. Now no more too, like, you can't take shells and stuff. I mean, I think I used shells in my DIY back in the day, but then I like left them there. But yeah, anyways, that's, it's like kind of hard, but I really liked what you came up with in California. You did like the little like sewn.
Yeah. The road trip.
Road trip map.
Yeah. That was on the trip I was talking about earlier. Yeah. I loved that trip. It was really fun.
Yeah. I liked that DIY. It was so cute.
But like another part of the thing about going on vacation too is to like be on vacation.
Yeah.
So it's hard too to designate like time to film a video, and the rest of whoever you're traveling with is like, can you just relax for a second?
Oh my God, like, seriously.
I gotta get a video done because my job never sleeps.
Yeah, we had a brand deal when I went on my when I went to Ireland. There was like a brand opportunity that like the brand specifically wanted something to do with travel.
You kind of said yes because it was like, it needs to be a travel video, so it's now or it's not,
and like
happening.
It makes, yeah, and but, it made someone, it made sense, and it was like definitely like aligned with everything except for the fact that I was like, I want to go on vacation. And there was definitely times where like my boyfriend that I was traveling with was like, okay, like,
can you not,
yeah, can we not do this?
I know, and I felt bad too. I mean, you were on a much more like extravagant vacation.
Yeah.
But I was just up at my cottage trying to do the same part of that deal.
Yeah.
With a bunch of friends being like, sorry, I know you're trying to have a good time, but can you just like film me doing this one thing? And like, I feel the most annoying person asking for that.
Yeah.
And then when I like try and just like do it by myself because I don't want to bother people, they like see me struggling to get the phone to balance on like a tree branch and they're like, I can't watch this.
Yeah.
So you can't win.
Yeah. But point of the story is we try not to work when we vacation, except for like vlogging, because that's fine.
Yes.
That's, it's not different. Like, oh, these are like certain things I have to do. Like vlogging is very like, we do as much as we want to, mm-hmm. which, yeah.
So I guess we don't have any official like for fun traveling coming up.
No, we both have just plans. Oh, but you know what we want to do?
What's that?
Oh, is that what you're going to segue into?
I was talking about upcoming work trips.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, take it away.
Well, sorry. I hijacked that. I don't know. Like, let's not say the person's name yet, mm-hmm. but there is a YouTuber from the UK that reached out to us and was like, yeah, if you're ever in town, let's do something together.
Which is really exciting because we love this creator very much, but nothing's planned, which is why I don't want to say it and then like jinx it or it doesn't happen and people are like, whatever happened to that you said. But if it does happen, and plus we just know like there's a lot of people in the UK that have really cool channels that we love, and
it could be a fun collab trip. Like, you know how like I feel like this was a thing, maybe only we know about it because we're Canadian creators, but this was a thing, the like quote unquote collab trip. Mm-hmm. And YouTubers would do this. I feel like it was very popular.
I think it was back when everyone didn't live in LA too.
Yeah. And it was like travel to, even people in the States that didn't live in LA would also do this. Like you would travel to LA. I Aspen Ovard would do this too. Mm-hmm. So many creators did this. They would travel to LA for like a week or two or like sometimes longer and like just collab with a bunch of YouTubers to like, you know, collabing helps your numbers. It's also fun, change of pace, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think it'd be fun if we did a collab trip to the UK. I've been to Scotland. Oh, and I guess Ireland also, part of it is in the UK. Mm-hmm. But I've never been to England, which is where we would be going when we say UK.
I know. Very exciting. Very exciting. Yeah. So, hey, maybe go DM your favorite UK creators.
Yeah.
And say that Sawyer Girls might be coming.
Yeah.
You should hit them up.
Yeah, I actually want to make – I'm trying to, like, line up everything in my head, knowing what we have to do, like, create this new series, keep up with all our other content. I would love to squeeze a trip into early 2020 and go to the UK for
– probably the beginning half of the year, too.
Yeah. Just these are all things that would happen, like, literally before April.
Oh, my goodness. Pray for us.
Deep breath. Also, there needs to be a hot trip in there somewhere. Otherwise, you know – you go
crazy.
That's
true. I guess Korea at this time of year would not be warm in the spring.
Honestly, you don't know? I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
But no, I think they have a very similar climate to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boo-boo.
I know. Oh, I wish Canada, like, I wish we had just had a close place to go somewhere warm, you know?
I know.
People I just need America 3 days on a beach. That's it.
Don't appreciate. They can get any climate any time of the year, probably.
Oh, my roughly. God. Even Texas. I'm going to Texas next week.
Will that be warm?
It's, like, not hot. My dad was, like, we were looking. We were, like, do we need coats? Like, what do we need? And he was, like, it probably won't be more than 50. And I was, like, ugh, convert that for me, please.
Not then, that warm.
And then I think he said 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, like, obviously warmer than here, although it has been pretty warm here. But, yeah, not, like, ooh, going to beach town, warmth.
That's true. I was thinking about that, too, because even Arizona, you think of, like, hot desert, but it gets cold.
Freezing at night.
Yeah.
Is Joshua Tree in that area?
Yeah, it's California, but yeah.
Oh, would you still go there?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
It's a plot on yes, my map. Yes, I would.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. There's, like, okay, this is a reason why it can't be last minute, because there are some nice, like, Airbnbs, like, kind of bougie.
But
I know, but go use our code. It'll be linked somewhere, our Airbnb code. Then we get a little bit of money. If it's your first trip, you get, like, a decent amount off, something like $40 or something, maybe 50. I don't know, 45, I think.
A good amount.
A good amount off your first Airbnb trip. We're big Airbnb fans.
We stan a good Airbnb.
And then when you use the code, we get a little bit of money, not $45, but it can add up if we all join in together. Anyways, long story short, use some of that Airbnb money. But also, I think when traveling, it is good to be like, this is a splurge day, and then this is like maybe not so many splurge things, because a nice hotel or something, like, it does make it so special. Like, what's the point of going to California and staying at a Holiday Inn?
It's true.
When you can go to, like, Joshua Tree and stay in, like, this beautiful glass, like, obviously, if you can afford it, but also think about, like, what are some ways that I can cut back some money so that I can, like, do a really special night? Because you
yeah, like, what will make a memory, you know?
Yeah.
Like, of a stay, instead of, like, I'm just in the hotel because I need a shower and somewhere to sleep.
Yeah. And if I can relate this to renovating a house.
Yes.
You know, once you go in a little bit, you might as well just go a little bit further to, like, really make sure it's done right, you know? If you're already spending, like, a grand or something, or a couple grand on a trip, like, why not spend an extra, like, $400?
That's true.
Cause to like, stay in a nice place and not be afraid you're gonna get bed bugs.
True concern, honestly.
And if you can, like, get those deals, you know, I've actually looked up, and nice hotels, like, actually aren't that much more than, like,
bad hotels.
Yeah,
it's sometimes actually, I'm like, true.
Yeah, we were, like, staying when we were in San Francisco or something. I think the hotel we were staying in there, it was, like, super nice. This was for a work trip. But I was like, how much does this hotel cost? It's really nice. And I looked it up, and I was like, what? It's like, an Airbnb cost that much.
I think it kind of chalks it up to maybe just the areas that we were in. But, like, hotels in general can just be expensive.
Yeah.
For a night. Which because we stayed in a whole range of, like, some really not so great places and some really nice places. And, like, yeah, like you're saying, the price difference wasn't that much. Yeah. Just the fact that we had to pay for a place regardless. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it'd be like that. okay, so.
Or wait, here's a super hack. Daniela did this when she went to Arizona.
Tell me.
Can I share your hack,
Daniela? She doesn't know what it is.
Oh, well, I'll tell you the hack. She did the timeshare meeting. So if you, like, if you take the timeshare meetings or, like, do a trip that's, like, associated with a timeshare, and you're like, okay, I'll take your meeting, you have to give up, like, a couple hours, I would say. I don't know. I've never done a timeshare meeting. Yeah, it's a couple hours, and just listen to them talk about and try to sell you something. Uh-huh. But you're just, I guess you're just kind of like, yeah, whatever, and walk away after and just turn them
I'll
down.
I'll consider it. I'll let you know. It.
I'll call my, you know, I'll call somebody and talk to about it. Yeah. But then you can get discounts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was kind of the worst, though.
Danielle said it was the worst, though. I mean, I would guess that it was the worst. Maybe just get drunk beforehand and make it be, like, a whole thing. It's, like, it's part of the trip.
It's my wine tour.
Yeah.
The third stop on the wine tour is being sold a timeshare.
Yeah, and then you can be like, no. And they're like, let me tell you about the amenities. And you're like, the amenity, no.
So we have actually, like we said, traveled a lot for work. What's been your fave travel for work trip? Would you consider our Tanzania trip a trip for work?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was my favorite trip for work.
That was 100% my favorite trip for work. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That was such a crazy experience.
Mm-hmm. It was very, very, very cool. We have vlogs, more than one, about that trip.
Yeah.
Which you guys can go check out. But basically, we got invited to travel Tanzania.
Yeah, with the one organization.
Mm-hmm. And learn about the work they were doing with women there and women entrepreneurs there.
Yeah.
Which was very, very, very cool.
And we got to go to a safari at the end. And now I'm just like, everybody needs to go on a safari.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so cool. It's so cool.
And plus, just like, not even the fact that we got to see like a beautiful country is makes you like, I don't know, it lights a fire when you see what people are doing around the world, right? Mm-hmm. And then you realize that you're able to do that plus more because of the privileges we're like allowed here, right? Mm-hmm. So it makes you just want to even do more.
Mm-hmm. Be better human.
Be better, yeah. Be better.
Speaking of being a better human, I know that like traveling is not eco-friendly, just like straight up. There's not really a good way to look at it and be like, yeah, this is super helpful. I know that because I've looked into this briefly, there's like organizations that you can donate to that'll kind of like offset your like airplane footprint kind of thing.
Okay.
Obviously, like I want to encourage more eco-friendly travel options just because, I mean, when you can do like trains and even driving is better than flights and stuff like that. But like especially the food and like the airplane food and stuff, everything's single use. Mm-hmm. It's so single use, it's insane. So I mean, I'm just trying to figure out ways that I can improve that because I always carry my own cutlery when I travel.
Is it Air Canada? One of them has, they give you glass cups.
Porter has glass cups.
Maybe it's Porter.
Which is a small like airline in Toronto, downtown Toronto.
But I really appreciate it. If they can do it.
Yeah. If they can do it, they're like a small aircraft. Can't a big aircraft. Also, if you sit like first class or something, you get real everything. Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. Like the garbage that must get made on planes every day. Mm-hmm. And that's not even like the worst of it. The worst of it is just the carbon emissions from the jets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's also something that I'm definitely considering. And I think that a really good tip is also considering like where you're traveling. I feel like I've heard definitely so many things about places that aren't used to having so many people visit them.
Oh, okay.
And it destroys whether it's like the natural wonder or whatever it is. It's like all of a sudden, mm-hmm, you have a bunch of people like walking down this path that is not meant to have all these people. And all of a sudden, this beautiful thing is A, overcrowded and B, now getting polluted or destroyed.
Yep, that is very true.
Yeah. So definitely when you're traveling, just remembering leaving things better than when you found it. So if you're on a walk, you can pick up garbage. I do it all the time and people look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, I'm picking this up because somebody left it here and they suck and I don't.
Take only pictures, leave only footprints.
Oh, beautiful.
It's touching.
Wait.
Touching caption.
You can also take the litter that's on the ground.
That's true.
But hopefully there isn't, because if we all are just better humans, just like have respect, because if that was your own backyard, how would you want people treating it?
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that sort of sums up most of our travel stories. Should we get into a letter from our listener?
Yeah.
Letters from the listeners.
Wow. I need to go book a trip. I'm excited.
Yeah. So we take emails from you guys that submit your thoughts about previous episodes. You can email your questions and thoughts and comments to podcast@thestorygirls.com. Email us where you want to go on a trip or what your favorite trip has been.
Yeah.
I want to know. I want some hot tips.
I always see these articles and they're like, I mean, my boyfriend just sent one because, yeah, we want to plan a trip or even just a little weekend, like a local weekend, mm-hmm, you know, whether that's, I don't know, some cottage or cabin or something. Like, we don't have a cottage, so kind of rent one. But, yeah, he sent a list of, like, trendy places to travel. And I'm like, what does that even mean? That, I think, is one of those things that's, I mean, you got to be cautious of. Because if it's, like, trendy and all of a sudden a bunch of people are going there, then it's, like, just not healthy. Because literally, people just see things on Instagram.
Yes.
And then they're like, I want to travel there. Which I totally get. I see things on Instagram, too, and I'm like, I want to travel there. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. But, yeah, you just, I don't know. We just have to be aware.
Just be nice if you travel anywhere. Be gentle.
Be nice and like, yeah, buy local. I don't know. Support them at least while you're there, I guess. Yes,
absolutely. All right. This email comes to us from Zoe.
What a great name.
Sorry, I'm just reading their sign off and it made me giggle. We'll get to that. Okay. Hi, guys. I'm probably one of your youngest viewers / listeners, but I love listening to you guys and having such a cozy, almost intimate time while you guys discuss your life on Hot Topics.
Or Hot Topics.
Yes. I feel like that's a very well-written sentence. So maybe you're not one of our youngest audiences.
Yeah.
Audience viewers, whatever.
Audience viewers.
Okay. I loved when you had Allegra Shaw on and... sorry. Cannot read through this paper. Okay. I loved when you had Allegra Shaw on and talked about being relatable to and growing up with your audience. And as a teen myself, I'm really glad you don't try to be super relatable to your younger groups. Ooh, okay. I really just enjoy seeing you guys do what you're most passionate about. Also, older sister is a perfect way to describe what you guys do when you do dorm makeovers. With platonic love, Zoe. That's what made me laugh. P.S. You guys inspired me to get a hedgehog. Her name is Eleanor and I absolutely love her. So thanks for the old videos.
Oh my gosh. We used to have a hedgehog. I'm sure you guys know that.
Eleanor sounds like such a sweetie.
Zoe and Eleanor, thank you for writing in. That was nice to hear.
It's also great to hear opinions from people that are like different demos than us. Like that's really useful to hear that you appreciate the content we're making and it makes sense to you as like an older sister vibe instead of like you still enjoy it, but we're not trying to be young. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we talked about this a little bit with Allegra Shaw, but yeah, even today when we're just like talking about travel, I'm like, well, if somebody doesn't get to travel a lot, whether that's for work or personally, are we like ignoring them and not accepting them into this conversation? But I hope you guys just know that we're just here chatting. Hopefully you just feel the chatty vibes because hopefully we're keeping you company in the car or something.
I think I said this on the Allegra podcast too. I was like, if we're trying to be like the most relatable, like who is that person? Like if we were to sum up the most average person of all of our viewers, like I'm pretty sure that like I read this a while ago, but like the most average person in the world is like a 40-year-old Asian man.
Yes.
Like, am I really trying to relate to him? No, probably not.
No, but you could try to relate to the average, what you're saying, the average of our audience. The average, hilarious.
I know. But first of all, I'd love to know what that is or who that is. But it's like impossible. And even if you take all that average and you make one character to try and relate to, that still doesn't represent everyone else. So it's like an impossible task.
You know what's not relatable? Trying to be anything but yourself.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the answer there is like, you just have to be honest with who you are and your stories. And that's all you can do.
If we've learned anything today, it's take only litter and pictures and leave only footsteps and
memories. Do you leave a memory or do you take a memory?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
And then what was the other thing I just said? The only thing about being relatable is you? What? I don't know.
Something about, like, the most relatable thing you can do is be yourself.
There you go. Thanks, Becky. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of A Little About A Lot.
Make sure you follow us on whatever podcast listening platform you are on and give us a rating.
And have a great day or evening or morning or night or weekend.
Bye.
Bye.